Hello, my name is Rachel. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site or a vaccination site?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can, baby. I heard you. It's not a medical emergency. I am 74 years old, live in Baldwin County. When are we going to be allowed to start taking the virus, and where will the sites be?
How old are you?
74. And I have
74.
had pneumonia. I have extenuating health issues. I have AFib heart condition. I've had pneumonia and I get bronchitis yearly, so I'm one of those at-risk people, but I'm 74.
Okay, so you need to call the hotline to sign up.
I thought that's what I had was the
No,
hotline. Oh.
I'm gonna give you the phone number that you'll need to call.
God love you, baby. What's your name?
Rachel.
Rachel. Thank you, Rachel. You're a sweetheart, but I appreciate you taking
No,
care
thank
of
you.
me.
Let me know when you're ready for that number.
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
All right, so it's 855-566-5333.
8333. Or
No,
53
ma'am.
30.
So it's 855-566-5333.
63 33.
No, ma'am.
I'm reading
Five
back to you. I'm
three.
very correct. I've got 855-566, and now I can't. I'm apparently getting that next digit wrong. What is that next digit? Okay.
Five, three, three, three.
Fifty-five, 33.
No, ma'am. 5333.
It was breaking up. I can barely hear you. Try that again.
It's 5333.
53 33. I got you. Okay. 855-566-5333.
Correct.
This phone has been malfunctioning since the hurricane, and we got hit. We lost half our house, and they fix it, and then what can you say? Thank you so much, Rachel. I will try that number and see if I can find out. So it's 855-566-5333.
Yes,
You
ma'am.
have a blessed day, darling. Take care.
I hope we've been able to help. If you need more information, you can visit the websites adph.org or the cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day, ma'am.
You too, baby. Have a good one. Bye now.